There's a poem about squirrels hiding their nuts in grass. Well, for one pesky red squirrel in North Dakota, the grass wasn't greener. Instead, it chose a pickup truck to stash a wadge of black walnuts. In fact, the truck's owner, Bill Fisher, recently retrieved 80 kilograms worth from his Chevy Avalanche. You can see images, both of the vehicle and the nuts, on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/9to-noon. This was a few weeks ago. It went viral, you may remember. We discussed it on the comedy segment. I don't know if Bill finds it so funny. And, of course, it travelled the world as just a delightful interaction between nature and humanity. So now we head to Fargo to speak to Bill to see if the squirrel has started squirreling nuts in his truck again. Hi, Bill. Lovely to talk to you.
Hello, Catherine. Very nice to talk to you as well.
So has the squirrel targeted your pickup again or not?
I have learned over the years that this has been happening, that I wait until the walnut tree is done with the squirrels picking all the walnuts until I do a final clean out. So for this year, yes, definitely done. But, yeah, it was quite the record year as far as how many walnuts were underneath the hood this year.
We've got pictures on the webpage that can indicate the size of the challenge. When did you discover just the extent and the industry of this particular squirrel?
Well, this has been going on since 2013, and it happens every other year when the walnut tree decides that it's going to bear walnuts out. So I've gotten used to it over the years, and whenever I see a red squirrel and it's this one certain red squirrel that decides that it's going to start hanging around my pickup, I know the gig is up, that the walnuts are starting to get stored underneath the hood, and I start watching, and before I even drive it, I'll pop the hood, make sure that there's not walnuts already stashed there.
It's not just the hood, Bill. I'm looking at what looks like the rear view, the rear light, is it? What nooks and crannies does the squirrel get into?
Well, inside the fenders, I had to take the fenders actually off, so I started my international repair day a little bit early. I had to take the fenders off of the Avalanche in order to get the walnuts out of the fenders. That was the only way I could get those out. And both front fenders, that's what the picture you're seeing is the front fenders. And there was I don't know what the conversion would be, but a 6-gallon pail of walnuts in each one of those fenders.
Does the odd one escape you and sort of rattle around when you're driving?
Oh, absolutely. This squirrel is very industrious. He actually stores them inside the frame rail as well. So when I'm driving down the road, I can hear him thumping away.
Is he quite methodical?
Very much so. Very much going to make it its winter home. It had made several different nests this year that I tried to dissuade it right away by taking the nest out, but it reoccurred at least twice. So 3 times I had to take the nest out. It was wanting to stay there definitely for the whole winter.
180 pounds of walnuts over 4 days, just thousands of nuts. Have you named him?
Amazing, yes. I'm sorry?
Have you named him or her? I don't know who does the squirreling. Do both?
You know, I think we need to put that up to a vote or maybe get some ideas on it. I have not named the squirrel, but I've been asked that several different times. All I know is that it'll sit there and watch me in the walnut tree while I'm cleaning out the walnuts, and we kind of stare each other down.
You're a nice guy. Someone else might have another way of dealing with this problem, or are they protected creatures, the squirrels?
Well, I live within the city limits. They're protected, but by the same token, I'm not of that type, other than maybe when I'm actually having to dismantle my vehicle in order to clean it out. That might be the only time where I might want to do something a little bit different to deter the squirrel. But other than that, I hardly ever see the squirrel other than when the walnuts are ripe.
You've tried a few things to deter said squirrel, haven't you? Have you laid, you know, a few deterrents around the vehicle?
I certainly have. Up until this year, something that worked very well was a spray that I got on the internet and found. It was a combination of cayenne pepper and also Tabasco sauce. You boil it up, put it in a spray bottle, you spray it underneath the hood. And it worked really well. I ended up spraying underneath the hood of my Avalanche about 3 or 4 times this year. And every other year that this has occurred, it worked really well to deter the squirrel. Unfortunately, this year, I think I think the seasoning was just a little extra spice on top of the walnuts, so it probably enjoyed it.
What is it about this vehicle? Is it simply proximity to ample walnuts and a handy human to do the heavy labour? Or is there something else about this particular vehicle that makes it so attractive for the stash?
I think it's the vehicle with the spacious underhood area that it has. I have other vehicles that are sitting in the driveway. They never get walnuts stored in them. And I've even taken this Avalanche and parked it out away from the tree, quite a ways away, but that squirrel still finds where that Avalanche is and still will store the nuts there.
It's just made it its home.
It has, yes.
Do you feel guilty when its stash gets distributed to humankind instead?
Well, there's that. I've had plenty of contact from people worried about the squirrel. Well, the squirrel does have many other places where it stores its nuts, so that's why it keeps coming back. You'll see, I've seen it for 8 years now, so the squirrel definitely is industrious, over-the-top industrious, and I know it's never going to starve.
And no harm done to the Chevy in the process. You wouldn't want to try and turn the motor over with that lot in there. But it's coping with its unusual seasonal challenges. Bill, what was the experience of this going viral and going around the world?
Well, that was quite amazing. Like I said, it's happened every other year, and I've posted pictures on Facebook every other year that has happened. And it just amazed me how quickly people just love this story. I had contact from people all over the world, news organizations from all over the world, and then asked that question why I thought that had occurred. And I think it's just one of those feel-good stories that you can laugh about and hopefully enjoy instead of looking at the doom and gloom that's going on and just looking at the flip side of the world.
I think that's what it is. I think everyone's enjoying the squirrel just sort of getting one up on you here, if you don't mind. it's a lovely thought.
Absolutely. As you can tell, I definitely have to have a sense of humour about
it. You sure do. You don't have a picture of the squirrel, do you? We've got the picture of the Chevy and the nuts.
There is a video on my Facebook post that shows my dog staring up at the squirrel in the tree, and then I pan up to the squirrel running around in the branches. So the squirrel is famous now as well.
Well, we might try and get that off you so we can link it up and give it all a second run. It's been lots of fun, and
certainly,
it's nice to talk to someone
absolutely
with such a great attitude towards a rather pesky animal friend. Thank you, Bill.
You're very welcome.
Go well. Bill Fisher and his Chevy Avalanche and his squirrel and the squirrel's nuts dash. That's the whole tale. Images on the website, and we'll get that video up as well.